Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, electronic, industrial, alternative music, and generally anything else I think can kind of be crowbarred into those loosely defined genres. It's brought to you by myself, Nigel, tonight, on my own in the studio as usual, but bringing you, well, a mix of music and information. There'll be a rundown of gigs and clubs and new releases and things like that coming up somewhere in the middle of the show, probably, as usual. And tonight I started with that track. Was actually an interesting one. That's Everything Goes Cold, but that's something they're giving away on promo on their American tour with Combi Christ. So I believe if you go to one of their American gigs where they're supporting Combi Christ, there's a merch bag you can pick up, and it's got a CD in with that on. I obviously haven't quite managed to get to an American Combi Christ gig, but they have released it for promo for a select few DJs by the look of it. So that's how I've got my hands on it, but I think it might also be released after the American tour. But if you're on the American tour, or I can get to the American tour, which I know is probably a long shot, but you never know, you can pick up a copy of it like that. And it's called The Iron Fist of Just Destruction. Good stuff from them. I'll always like getting new material from Everything Goes Cold. Now, like I say, this is going to be goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, all that kind of stuff. But I don't that often play kind of more trad gothy stuff, but I am going to do a little bit of that tonight. I'm going to start with a band that's kind of been bouncing around recently, and, well, actually a couple of bands that have been bouncing around recently. Anyway, I'll get on with playing the tunes. This is some O Children. I'm just loving in the back room. In fact, that's the CD player being awkward with me, and that's not the track I was going to try and play. Let me try and convince it really does want to do my bidding. Yes, this looks much more positive. So, yeah, this is still O Children.
Wake up. chest and hold it just to avoid a logical path that I'll burn and I'll plan. Beat down on the skeleton crew and resolve slowly.
No moment in the sun, resolution overload.
Okay, that was me with a slightly uncharacteristic Trad Goth section there with, well, we just heard Rhombus with Open the Sky, little favourite band from Huddersfield who are doing rather well at the moment. Before that we had another kind of Yorkshire local band, Berlin Black, based in York, with Tide of You from their EP kind of album release thing they've got. I think it's about 7 tracks on it, called Burn It Down, and you can get that from Berlin Black. Google Berlin Black, you'll find their store. And before that we had O Children, which as far as I know have nothing to do with Yorkshire, but are just seeming to gig around a bit, and they played Whitby this time, and they're getting a lot of favourable feedback. I saw them a month or two back in Leeds, and they're very good. So this kind of quality of traddy sounding music seems to be just sneaking through at the moment and making a resurgence again. I may have some more for you next show, which is exactly a fortnight's time. One thing I did want to mention was on the last show I mentioned that hopefully I'd have some news about the Cyanotic presentation, Gears Gone Wild Spring Break. This is a compilation. They've already done one just called Gears Gone Wild, which is a fantastic compilation. I raved about it lots and played lots of tunes off it, and they've on the edge of releasing the sequel to it, which is Gears Gone Wild Spring Break. And on the last show, I thought it was just about to come out. We're expecting to hear news about it any breath away from the last show, and unfortunately that hasn't quite come through yet. Now, I did get a message about this through Twitter from Cyanotic themselves, saying they think that it's again just a breath away, and that was just yesterday. So hopefully, again, it's really soon. I believe they're waiting to get the actual MP3 files on the BitRiot download site. So if you go to bitriot.com and check there, it'll be there as soon as it's available. And really, fingers crossed this time, I will have some tracks off it available for the next show, which should be good. But I'm going to go back into my more comfortable traditional tunes now and play some Covenant. Now, last show I played something off the Covenant Lightbringer CD single, and I'm going to do the same again. This is actually just a different mix of Lightbringer. This is a jam remix. So enjoy. We'll be right back.
fire. No more shame, no more pity, no more.
Realize my passions. I will suffer, I will burn. Let hate prevail. Enslave my soul, but I wanna surrender.
You heard there Never Surrender by Combi Christ from their latest album, Making Monsters. And before that, you had Covenant with the JM remix. I was just looking to get that right. The JM remix of Lightbringer from the Lightbringer CD, which the latest Combi Christ album is just kind of, in my mind, one of their best pieces of work in a long time. It's got the right mixture for me for stomping dance floor stuff and also kind of just stuff I can really sit back and listen to. The Covenant CD is, again, if that's a level or a significant concept of their up-and-coming album early next year, hopefully, that's going to be a stormer as well. Right, now it's time for me to run down gigs, clubs, stuff like that in the local area. Our releases as well. We have, along with tentatively waiting for Gears Gone Wild Spring Break. We also have the Advanced Electronics compilation. Volume 8 is due out tomorrow. So that's... The previous ones of those have been incredibly good. A really good selection of new and upcoming tracks from industrial artists. Usually 80% exclusive tracks from there, either exclusive mixes or actual complete exclusive tracks, plus a DVD with some videos on, which you don't get that very often. And so that's usually a compilation. I'll try that again, shall I? Compilation to check out for. And that comes out tomorrow. What else is there? Gigs and clubs wise, there's a band called Ulterior, which I'm kind of only just discovering. And this, from what I've heard, they're seeming quite good in a kind of rocky, Oh Children-y kind of way. I think they're actually listed as indie on MySpace, but I think they've got this kind of dark side to them. Well worth checking out. And they're playing tomorrow at the Stereo in York, and they're also playing on Saturday at the Library Pub in Leeds. Other gigs worth of mention are as follows. Tomorrow, again, Friday the 19th, we have Atari Teenage Riot playing the Corporation in Sheffield. Tickets £17 in advance. Ooh, 17. Going to be slightly more on the door as usual. Doors 7 p.m. and more information at corporation.org.uk. Also, in the other room at Corporation, in the small room, we have Lahania, Dionysus, and Esoteric, or Exoteric. That's a more acceptable £7 in advance. Again, doors 7 p.m. Corporation.org.uk. So possibly one big queue in two different rooms. I'm not quite sure how the Corporation are going to manage that. I guess if you're going, you'll find out when you get there. Also on Saturday is the Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. Costs £5 to get in, runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. Has two massive rooms. Well, it has a massive main room, which is kind of goth, cheese, rock, alternative, bit of everything going on in there. And then it's got the Mutate room, which is a tad smaller and is kind of hard electronic industrial stuff. And more information about that can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Following week, we have on Saturday the 27th of November, more local, here in Bradford at the Zoo Bar, Carpe Noctem is having Luxury Stranger and Zeitgeist Zero, and it's listed the gig as a double headliner. Basically, what I think that means is both bands get a headliner's length of set, which I think for both those bands is going to be well worthwhile. I do believe Zeitgeist Zero is in the support slot, but I don't know that for sure. But yes, the might as well get there early, because you're going to get like a headliner's worth set length of set for both bands. Doors 8:30 p.m. first band on at 9, and then after the bands it'll be the Carpe Noctem DJ till 3 a.m. and it's only £3 on the door. That's an absolute bargain for that quality of bands. More information about that can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. Whew. And the following week after that is Saturday the 4th of December. There is the Friday Flock, which is doing a live version, and it's starting off with Rhombus and Grooving in Green at the Library Pub in Leeds. Doors 7:30 p.m. first band on at 8, and then afterwards the club night runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. And I don't seem to have noted down how much that one costs in, but you can probably go and find out by going to www.cheapish.net/flock. And it's always worth noting, we have the regular weekly night here, Bad Moon Rising, run by the Carpe Noctem guys, the Goth Up North crowd, every Thursday at the Zoo Bar, free entry from, and it's from 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. Again, details at gothupnorth.co.uk. And if you're over in Leeds, there's Black Sheep every Sunday at Santiago's, again free entry, time is from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m, various guest DJs, and more information can be found at sheepish.net/Sundays, I believe. And I know I've agreed something with the guy who runs that Phono Paul, but I can't remember clearly, but I do believe that on Sunday the 28th, I'm the guest DJ at that. I wouldn't say that for sure, but I'm going to check very soon, and that's probably before my next show airs. So if you're around Leeds and want to hear some of the stuff I'm going to DJ, get down there. There'll be two half-hour guest DJ slots, which I should be taking on that day. Fingers crossed, I've got my weekends right. That's about all I wanted to run down, apart from, I think a few shows ago I mentioned a band called Be My Enemy, which is a side project of Cubanate's Phil Barry. Now, it seems that Cubanate have started working on new material, but Be My Enemy's album got released last month, and this is a track from it. It's quite a stormer, actually. It's called Disintegration.
Yeah.
That was Strunken with Notes from a War from the Electronic Saviors compilation, the only release I know of them releasing recently. Before that, we had XP8 with Awake Restart from Drop the Mask, and before that, we had Be My Enemy, which is Phil Barry from Cubinate's side project, with a track called Disintegration from their latest release, or only release, I think, This Is a New Wave, that came out last month. Now, I'm talking quick because I'm just going to carry on with the tunes because I've realised I'm running out of time, so I'm going to go straight into Psy Avi.
Is it all going to pass for you? Don't everyone really notice you? Can't you keep up the pace or we need to settle down for you? Well, sometimes you need to make some shaking noise, not all about you. I don't care if it's right or wrong, but it's not all about you. Is it all going to pass for you? Don't everyone really notice you? Can't you keep up the pace or we need to settle down for you? Well, sometimes you need to make some shaking calls, not all about you. I don't care if it's right or wrong, but it's not all about you. Is it all going too fast for you? Doesn't everyone really notice you? So we need to settle down for you. Well, sometimes you need to make some shaking calls, not all about you. I don't care if it's right or wrong, but it's not all about you. Well, sometimes you need to make some shaking calls, not all
cutting over the end of songs, but I'm just running so short on time I'm gonna have to. That was Psy Avi's Not All About You with not from their album Eclectic. and I'm going to leave you tonight with IMX's Nightlife. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'll be back in a fortnight's time with more, and enjoy.